is the big show. Oh, it's a big bass show tonight.
Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. GranadaTheater.com is their website. We have five candidates this week. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest musical act coming to town. Candidate number one, Friday night at the American Airlines Center, Aerosmith.
Always liked them.
Yep, me too.
I've never seen them. Maybe not too many more opportunities to see them.
Did they ever perform at halftime of a Super Bowl? Did we see them in that setup?
Oh, maybe we did.
Were they part of like a bigger, like a bunch of different acts?
Think so.
Okay.
Yeah, Super Bowl 38, Houston.
Okay, I was there. You guys weren't.
I wasn't at that
You guys
that
came
one.
Back. That was Panthers-Patriots.
Mm.
Did they perform at another
Wait
one?
Wait a minute. That was the malfunction Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson.
Okay.
So they played in Janet Jackson and Timberlake played also?
I guess so.
Okay.
This song,
Bria?
Yeah. And what about Love in an Elevator? This is all the latter-day Aerosmith stuff, right?
Yeah.
Of course, I say latter-day. It was about a quarter century ago.
Right. I thought this song had a good groove. Yeah, Love in an Elevator, that was...
Play another
bit
good
of Smackdown.
One.
You have Dream On, by chance? I love this song. I think this song is great.
Yeah.
You don't like this?
It just kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
She's buying a stairway to heaven.
Yeah, they're early 70s, mid 70s stuff. Probably their best. This, Sweet Emotion.
I love Sweet Emotion.
Walk This Way.
Yeah. Give it time to look in the mirror. Now, this one's a little depressing.
That's Steven Tyler singing?
Mm-hmm. Young Steven Tyler.
Right. The past is gone. Don't roll up. Don't roll up. Oh.
What's wrong with that?
He also wrote this song. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got the dues and not the
way. Yeah, I know nobody knows where it comes from. That's pretty awesome. Turn up Non-Purple real quick, Jared. I think this is the best song. Yeah, this is awesome. Oh, this is from the video.
What's
your
name? Hot Dog Sam. Like the groove of this one. When it
I like that
kicks
name.
In.
Have you been a good little boy?
Yes. What's going on?
What is this?
Yes.
It's a video.
How old are you, Billy?
Here. Wearing out the things nobody wears. You call my name, but I gotta make clear.
Sucks. Oh, is this a pornographic
film?
Yeah,
that's
film?
What it sounds like.
No.
Is IT red flagging your computer?
No, they're saluting it. There it is.
And they've been pretty amazing in that they have consistently put out music since 72. You know, they keep churning it out.
Buddhist monks chanting there.
Every few years, there's a hit or a big hit.
What was their last album?
1993.
2012, it looks like. Music from Another Dimension.
Mm-hmm.
still got overplayed, but still good.
When it comes to the discussion of greatest American rock band, aren't they top five?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the House of Blues, Garfunkel and Oates.
Wait a second, hold on. I just went into hypnosis.
Are you guys familiar with Garfunkel and Oates?
No.
Is it the two actual guys?
No, no, no. It's two women. They are a comedy slash folk duo. They've got a show on IFC, I believe it is. This is one of
pretty
Ryan's
funny.
Guilty pleasures. He likes this show.
Yes.
And they took the names of maybe the two most famous second bananas in rock history, Art Garfunkel and John Oates, and made that band. I think it's funny, and from what I understand, the show's great.
It's not an addiction, because my doctor gave me a prescription.
It's about medical marijuana.
Anorexia, yeah. Or obesity. Too fat, too thin. Either way, you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, color blindness, stuttering, tooth decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes for asthma or your mother Tourette's. It's
Whoa.
A dream come true.
Okay.
Their first album was called Music Songs.
Funny.
A couple of very vulgar titles of the songs.
Oh, I say.
Can they do a song without using the F word?
Their second album was called Mixtape Number 1. Third album, All Over Your Face.
Whoa.
That's candidate two, Garfunkel and Oates, Friday night.
Schoolhouse Rock reject song.
Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, also Friday night at the Southside Ballroom, Panic at the Disco.
They're right in Gordo's wheelhouse.
Well, yeah. Imagine as I'm
pacing the pews in a ambiguously gay. No, they're the male singer who sounds like he's whining when he sings.
What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding. Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. But what a shame. What a shame. The poor groom's bride is all. Shh. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of.
See, I told you.
Closing with a sense of voice and rationality. I shine in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing a dance door? No. Much better to face these kinds of things.
When I was in high school, this song was beaten into you. It was all on the radio all the time.
High school?
Yeah.
Now, they've been going for a while, since the early aughts, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, 2005, 2006.
Yeah. Pour the champagne. Oh, that the mid-aughts?
All right, candidate number four. Biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas. The Ticket's own Sarah Jaffe.
Yeah, the Sarah Jaffe, man, she's great.
Got the good Sarah Jaffe.
I saw her show at the Granada back in February. It was awesome.
I saw her at Dan Silverleaf about a year ago or so. It was Centromatic. She was awesome. Love her. She can play, jumps on several different instruments. She'll play keyboards, guitar, drums.
Mm-hmm.
I love her voice, too.
Yeah, great voice.
Where it is?
The Majestic. She is from Red Oak.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob.
All right, and candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday at AT&T Death Star Stadium, One Direction.
Oh, we have a winner.
Don't touch a friend.
That is not them.
Uh-oh. I sent some smiling.
Some loving.
You're insecure. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you
don't mind this song.
Okay.
It's
You're
a catchy
coming around.
Song.
You're yes, coming around you on these boy bands. You guys used to rag me about NSYNC.
I will rag both of you about boy bands. Because I'm not coming around on them.
Well, I've just, in my life, I think I've come full circle to where you don't have to hate these things. And then you wade into, you can like them ironically. And now I can just like things non-ironically. Just, you know what?
This sucks.
It's generic sounding.
When I, it's very generic sounding, but it's very catchy. It's like Teenage Dream. It's a bit of pop, you know, music confection. But it's...
But there's a reason why teenage girls or kids flip over it. It's catchy.
Or do they flip over it because it's cute guys?
Well, yeah, but at the same... I think that applies to the girls, but, you know...
Well, plus the silly message they have here, the you don't know you're beautiful thing. The teenage girls love that.
But, I mean, you know, young boys like it, too. And then they won't admit it once they get to junior high, you know, but...
This is how you know that these... what your true self feels about a song is when you're going to switch off of this song, you're kind of singing along with it as you turn to switch it off.
Well, you can't argue their success. I have in my professional broadcaster hands the list of the top grossing worldwide tours for the first half of 2014. Number 10, Bruno Mars. Number 9, Cher. Number 8, Billy Joel. Number 7, The Eagles. Number 6, George Strait. Number 5, Michael Bublé. Number 4, Bruce Springsteen. Number 3, Justin Timberlake. Number 2, The Rolling Stones.
My goodness.
And number 1, One Direction.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I believe it.
All right. 1,000 there someday, too.
Sorry, we can't hear anybody. Let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. We have 5 candidates. Is it candidate number 1, Friday night at the American Airlines Center, Aerosmith? Candidate 2, Friday at the House of Blues, Garfunkel and Oates? Candidate 3, Friday at the Southside Ballroom, Panic at the Disco? Candidate 4, Saturday at the Majestic, Sarah Jaffe? Or candidate 5, Sunday at the Death Star, One Direction, George?
I'll go with Gordo's favorite band, One Direction.
Gordo?
I'll go with George's favorite band, One Direction.
Logan?
I'll go with everyone's favorite band, One Direction.
Jer?
Aerosmith.
Fernando?
One Direction.
I will also vote for One Direction. So 5 votes to 1. Biggest show coming to town is Sunday at AT&T Stadium.
Guys!
One Direction.
Let's get on your feet! Let's see you guys! Yes! Coming up next in the corner, why Corby should not travel to China.
Yeah, I wish we knew. Sports.